I'm gonna sing a piece of a song while you're waiting.
Okay. All right.
Lord, you know that I'm your child.
Yes, yes.
And I'm doing the best that I can. Find my way. You know, I just don't understand. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
You told me, I can't make it by myself. No, Lord, no, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I need you to hold my hand.
One more thing, church. I'm going to continue to run for Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Even if I have to run alone. Though this is my determination. I can't miss a friend that I never had. Oh, Lord. Right now. Oh, Lord.
I need you to hold my hand.
If you hold me.
Hold me, Jesus.
Praise God. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name. This is another day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad that we're in the day.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad to be here.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise up in this house.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Day of the year.
Yes. Amen.
We're still here.
Amen.
Nine more and the year will be gone again.
Yes, sir.
All right. So we are still thankful that God has blessed and kept us thus far through 2021. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for another day.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Give God some praise in here for about 30 seconds.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, know that you're glad he kept you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He could have left you yesterday.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. But he brought you on over to another day.
Thank you.
And not because you've been holy. Not
Amen.
You're supposed to do. God is because of his grace and his mercy.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All that's preventing.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody didn't say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless everybody, the good and the bad.
Yes.
Okay, hallelujah. So
hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise God for this service. That we're about to begin.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The Lord is in his holy place. Let all the earth keep solid before him.
Yes, Lord.
Glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So we bless God for this opportunity to worship together by Zoom one more time. Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Stater lives in prayer.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for waking us up this morning.
Thank you, God.
Thank you for taking care of all of us, Father.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God, we just want to give you glory and praise.
Yes.
Thank you for this beautiful day, God.
Thank you, Lord.
We just thank you so much, God.
Thank you,
for
Jesus.
For keeping us in your grace.
Yes, Lord.
Now, Father, in Jesus' name,
mm-hmm.
we just ask you to have mercy.
Do, Lord.
And forgive us for all our sins and all our
mercies. Yes, Lord.
And God, continue to bless, even in this service.
Do, Lord.
God, use Pastor Burnett to teach us through.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And then bless us, your people. To receive your word in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And then God just bless not only this body.
Yes, Lord.
But I pray everyone that's hopeful and in this world.
Mm-hmm.
That you will bless each one, the blessing they stand in need of.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
My Lord.
For making the way that we still hear your word.
Yes, Lord.
Even through this pandemic, God, you've opened the way.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
And we thank you for this opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you for this great blessing.
Yes, Lord.
And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glad to be here.
Yes,
it is. In the name of Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to go into our Holy Communion.
Thank you, Lord.
And we prepare for that. Anybody need to get anything together? We need to get it together now.
It's
safe
for some time.
That's right. We get it. We get it.
Okay. Another couple. I got your juice.
Amen.
And your bread.
Amen.
Okay. On the evening when the Passover had to be killed, Jesus said to two of his disciples, Peter and John, to go and prepare the place that we may eat the Passover with my disciples. And they said, Master, whither shall we go? Jesus said unto them, as you go into the city, there you'll meet a man bearing a pitcher of water.
Mm-hmm.
Follow that good man into where he go, in the house that he goes into. And when you enter into the house, say to the good man of the household, where is the guest chamber?
Yes.
The master may eat the Passover
mm-hmm.
with supper. And he'll show you a large upper room,
mm-hmm.
furnished. There ye make ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they went as the master had instructed them. Found a man that was bearing the pitcher of water as they entered into the city.
Mm-hmm.
They followed him into his house and asked for the guest chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Told him in the room. And there they made ready the Passover.
Mm-hmm.
So when that evening had come, Jesus and his 12 sit down around the table.
Mm-hmm.
And he began to say to them, with great desire I have to you to eat this Passover with you, but I'll not eat again it since more until it be renewed in my Father's kingdom. And he take it the bread. And he break it Lift it up and give him thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, this is my body open for you. This do and remembers of me.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, he taketh the cup and lifting it up. And after the sop, he asks the blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And saying, this is my blood of the New Testament, prepared for you for the remission of sin.
Mm-hmm.
This do and remember some me. And as long as you do it, as often as you do it, you go show forth his suffering. Please just come again. Apostle Paul picked up on it. He said, if anyone eat and drink of the Lord's body and blood, and do it with no with condemnation in your heart, you also eat and drink damnation to yourself. He told us that we should examine ourselves to see if we're worthy to partake of his body and drink of his blood.
Yes.
No one can do that but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We can only sit on the outside or stand on the outside and look at you and speculate as to what's going on the inside, but we don't know nothing.
That's right.
Only you and God knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you eat and drink unworthy, you eat and drink damnation to your own soul, not discerning the Lord's body, and you'll be guilty of his shed blood. He said, so everybody needs to examine yourself.
Amen.
I can't do it. You can't do it. Nobody else. But I can't do it, but you can. Nobody can do it but you.
That's right.
And that's why we're told not to judge one another.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know the condition between you and God.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We're going to take you at your word.
Mm-mm.
And go on from there.
My Lord.
Paul said, for this reason, many of us are sickly and even sleep amongst us. So let us go in prayer, and as we go in prayer, we ask that you go in prayer as well. Talk to the master.
Amen.
And what you need him to do for you this day.
Yes.
That when you eat and when you drink, you will not be eating and drinking damnation to yourself.
Amen.
But eating and drinking to the glory of God and the thanks to our Lord and Jesus Christ. But this is a time that we have come together to remember what the Lord has done for us. Not that we deserved it, but because he had grace and mercy for us. He has brought us together that we might worship together, pray together. He has made it all possible through his dying and his suffering for us. So we are doing this in a way to say thank you. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for taking my sin.
Yes, sir. Yes,
on you.
Glory be to God.
Paying the price of death on the cross for me. So I won't have to die.
Thank you, Lord.
But turn this from earthly life to an eternal life by accepting what you've done for us. So as we pray, tell God, and God can do it for you. He will do it if you ask him sincerely.
Yes, Lord.
Will do yes, what you yes. ask, because it said, ask yes, shall Lord. Be given.
Yes.
You shall find. And I'm knocking the door.
Yes.
And this time we're going to ask one of the deacons if they will lead us in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We give you thanks, dear Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
For the many provisions that you have made for. We thank you that you gave us to summer in our home. Dear God, on this here meeting here, we thank you for giving knowledge that we could come and sit in our homes and
Lord.
Be together.
Yes, Lord.
To see
thank
each
you.
Morning, hear you for. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for this Zoom, dear Lord.
Yes, you, Lord.
God. Dear God, we pray this morning for as we take of this communion.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless us, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
Ooh,
bless us with the things that you see we stand in need of.
Yes,
Lord.
Dear God, we ask your blessing to bless this bread.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
And bless this juice that we are taking, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Dear God, we ask you to change it from natural to spiritual.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
With our heart and mind, dear God.
Yes, Lord.
And let it know that we are eating your body and drinking your blood.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. For shedding your blood for us.
Yes, Lord.
Dear God, you have given us life.
Mm-hmm.
That more abundant. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We ask for forgiveness of our
sins. Give us,
our
Lord.
Sin.
Yes,
in
Lord.
In Jesus' God. Name we pray.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Have a prayer. We'll take the body and eat. This is my body broken for you. Let us eat and drink together.
Amen.
Let us eat together. Likewise, he taketh the cup and he lifted it, saying, drink ye all of it.
Mm.
This is my blood of the New Testament, shed for you for the remission of sin. Let us drink together.
My Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
After eating, Jesus took off his garment, the towel, and girded himself, poured water into a basin, and knelt down and began to wash his disciples' feet. He came to Simon Peter. Peter said, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus said, Peter, if I wash thee not, you have no part with me. So Peter, after going through preliminary, said, wash my hand and wash my head. You can wash my feet. Well, whatever you want me to wash, wash it.
Wash it, my Lord.
That's the attitude we need. Lord, whatever is wrong with me.
Amen.
Pray that you help me to get it right.
Yes, sir. Mm. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Something only he can do, but there's some things you got to do.
That's true.
But you can do all things through Christ. Thanking you.
Mm.
And then when they finished washing his disciples' feet, he took his chair and he sat beside him amongst them. Saying, note ye here what I've done unto you. For you call me Master and Lord. And you say, well, for so I am. But I then, if I then your Lord and Master, has humbled myself and washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. Amen. For I've given you an example.
Mm-hmm.
You should do unto others as I have done unto you.
My Lord.
And so Jesus gave us his example to set us in line for a humble and righteous life. And we need to stay low and humble.
Amen.
All the time.
Amen.
Stop trying to have things our way and that way and this way and do it God's way. And everything then will be all right.
Yes, it will.
Okay. And so he said, I'll give you an example. Examples are sit in place for us to follow when we don't know what we're doing. When you go by the example, you get whatever it is you're trying to get done, accomplished. And our example is set forth in his holy word.
Praise the Lord.
Let us follow that.
Amen.
Okay. When he finished, he arose and put on his garment. They sung a hymn and went out into the garden of Eden, of my olive. But this time we're not going to be doing that. Let's remind you that this is also part of the complete communion session. And we're ending that session at this point. God bless. And may heaven smile upon us. Thank God for an opportunity to share the word. We're still in 2 Corinthians 5, and we're dealing with the first three verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1, 2, and 3. And probably 4. Are we ready?
Amen.
Amen.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened not for that we would be enclosed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Read the third verse again. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Ask someone the question, are you naked?
Are you naked? Amen.
Are you naked?
Amen.
Naked mean that you Amen. Don't have any clothes on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like Adam and Eve before they sin. Okay. When they sin and after they sin, they discovered they were naked.
Mm, amen.
Some of us walking around now thinking that we're clothed.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the life that we're living, we're actually Lord. Naked.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Adam and Eve did not realize that they were naked.
That's true.
Right.
They went on until the devil enticed them to follow him rather than following the Lord. It's when their eyes were open and they could see the wrong in them.
Amen.
Somebody need to remember what someone read in the song one day. Search me, Lord.
Yes, yes. Turn
light from heaven on my soul.
On my soul.
Okay. We need to tell the Lord to search us. And not only let's turn the light on our soul, but make me aware of whatever it is so that I can get it right with you. Because he's already done all that is necessary to be done for you to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He's already done his part. He's waiting on you. And I know the song said, if you find anything that shouldn't be, you ask the Lord to take it out.
Yeah.
You got to get rid of yourself. The Lord already fixed it for you to get rid of it. Okay. Mm. He tell you to cast all your care, all of your concern upon the Lord, for he cared for you. Keep that in mind and know that you can go to him anytime and make your confession. Ask him for your forgiveness. It's already yours. Waiting for you to ask for it. So we walking around from time to time being blinded of the things that we are doing.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're doing the right thing. But if you search the scripture, you find out you're not doing the right thing. And that's when you find out that you are naked in those areas. Okay, remember on last week we told you got to put the keep the whole arm on.
Yes.
Man.
Can't put none up down.
Man.
Well, sometimes we do. Unaware
My
that
Lord.
We've done it. Okay. So our spiritual eyes need to be open.
That's right.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And let us not walk by sight anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But let us walk by faith.
Yeah.
Without faith, you're totally naked. You may say you believe this, you believe that, but your actions show that you don't believe it. And you're totally naked. Read your word.
Mm-hmm.
Get in your word. Be the word. Okay. Jesus said, abide in me.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the word.
Mm-hmm.
So the scripture says in 1 John 1:1, in the beginning was the word.
Yes.
And the word was with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the word was God. Okay. And the word that laid on that same chapter, that the word was made flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And came and dwelt among men. And that was Jesus. So, and Jesus tells in that 15th chapter of St. John, abide in me and I abide in you.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, if you get in the word will get in you.
Amen.
The word will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you allow the word to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you take over. Okay. When you take over.
Mm-hmm.
Word. It's not in you. So you got to allow the word to abide in you. And when you abide in the word, you do what the word say do.
Amen.
We don't try to change it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't alter it. We don't try to dress it up. We take the word as is.
Mm-hmm.
The word is God.
My Lord.
So if you get in the word and stay in the word,
mm-hmm.
you will not be found naked.
Amen.
You'll be covered from head to toe. Right in the word is to do the word.
Mm-hmm.
Abiding in the word is to believe the word. Abiding in the word is to know the word. Because you can't do what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
My Lord.
So we need to spend a little more time. If we're having problems getting along with the world,
mm-hmm.
the word tell you what you need to do. Okay. Remember, the word tell you that everything working together is good to them that love God.
Amen.
Just that are called according to his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
The word Amen. Abides forever. That clothes never wear out. Those clothes stay that is new today at the world's beginning. In other words, his word is just as powerful today as it was when it was first given. The word is just as effective today as it was when it was first given. His word that worked for Abraham worked for you. His word that worked for Moses worked for you. His word that worked for Joshua worked for you. His word that worked for Daniel worked for you. His word that worked for John worked for you. His word that worked for Peter worked for you. God's word is still effective.
Yes,
as it was from the beginning, it never wears out. It never wears, neither does it tear. It's just as if nothing ever happens negative in it, because it is all powerful, and nothing is too hard for him.
Amen.
But you got to allow him to have it.
That's right, my Lord.
Cast it. And leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
So cast the word, and then we still discuss it. We call our cast myself, cast the problem to the Lord, and we got to tell somebody else about it.
But you
got to get it to the Lord.
That's right.
You still have it. So in that area, you make it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the whole armor on.
That's just
you can't have none of the body exposed.
Mm-hmm.
What part is exposed to the world
mm-hmm.
will be trampled on by the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walk around with hurt feelings and can't get out of today. We'll still being today when tomorrow get here.
Mm-hmm.
And next week get here, you're still in today. Missing out on your life experience. Missing out on the joy that the Lord has for you. Missing out on the peace that the Lord has for you. Missing out on your hope that the Lord has for you. Because we ain't got no hope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we got to know that what the word said is right. Be clothed with the word. And then be joyful. James tell us that we can be count everything as joy. Can we do that? Can we get an amen?
Amen.
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 Glory be to God.
Amen. Have it all joy. Don't just
amen. That's right.
That we count it, but we don't do it.
That's right.
You got to do it in order for it to be counted.
That's right. Hello.
Count it all joy. It's all right to be happy.
Yes, yes.
It's all right to have joy in times of sorrow.
Yes,
it's
sir.
All right to let that joy, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
The devil don't want you to have no joy. He wants you to go down, 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 down.
Amen.
The joy will keep you going and take you through things that you didn't think you could go through. The joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is knowing who the Lord is. Knowing who the Lord is and what the Lord can do. What he will do. What he has done. What he is going to do.
My Lord, my Lord.
The Lord is my help and my strength.
Yes, sir.
I feel. Are you naked? Are you clothed? With joy. Are you clothed with joy or are you naked to the joy? Do you ever have it in a time of sadness and sorrow?
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. So you're going to have sorrows. You're going to have sadness.
Yes.
But you can have it and go through it. What's better if you do it with joy?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Don't give completely in to sadness. I'm not telling you don't have it, because that's the way some people got to get over it. But don't drown in it.
My Lord.
Okay.
Glory to God.
But don't drown in it. Let the word take over. The word deliver you. The word give you victory. Because then everything give God thanks.
I know. It's the phone right there.
I
know. All right. Then everything give God thanks. Because it's his will.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. And that what is the concerning each and every one of us.
Amen.
God will take care of you.
Yes, he will.
May not be the way you want it to happen. But he will.
Yeah, that's right.
He will.
He may not do the way you want to be done. But he does.
Amen. That's right.
Okay. So just knowing God and who God is.
Yes, yes.
Okay. It'll save us a lot of misery. We already got something that we got to go through tough, but we'll make it worse on us.
Yep. That's true.
Okay. But turn those things around. Know what you can change and change. That you can't change, leave it alone. God said kind of all that you can't do. Now he allows you to do what you can do. He encourages you to do what you can do by faith. But there are some things you can't do without him.
That's right.
There are some things only he can do.
Okay.
He knows what he can't do. He knows what you can't do. There's nothing you can't do. There is nothing that he can't do. Anybody believe that there is nothing that he cannot do. All right.
Glory be to God.
So thank you. Close. Be clothed in the word. Don't be found naked. Mm-hmm. Be clothed.
My Lord.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that one of these days, when we're through with this world, we can go to that house that Jesus said he's going away to prepare for us. The house that's not made with hands, but house that's eternal into heaven.
Very Lord.
Yes.
He got a place for you.
Amen. That's right.
Prepared and waiting for you.
Yes, sir.
Prepared place.
My Lord. Yes, sir. Glory be to God.
We leave this world.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go
mm-hmm.
to a homeless place.
No, my Lord.
Go to a better place.
Yes.
Amen. In the heaven.
Yes, Lord. Yes, God. No more thank sickness. You, God.
No more crying.
Hallelujah.
No more crying.
Yes. My Lord.
No more groaning.
Yes.
No more groaning.
Yes.
No more
glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Joy. All yes. the day yes. long.
My Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Love. Peace. Joy. Love. Peace.
Joy. Love.
Peace. Joy. Love. All the time.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Sun never go down.
That's
amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Rain.
Yes.
And the sun is Jesus.
Uh-huh.
He's going to light up the city.
Yes, amen.
Yes,
he will.
Right there, our sun is the S-U-N. But then over there will be the S-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
O-N.
The light
amen. That's right.
Of heaven. And we're there amen. Will be yeah. shining. For him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lord.
Allow him to shine through us.
That's yes. right. Glory be to God.
For the work that we do.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Praise God. We do. Allow us.
Thank you, Lord.
Allow the light to shine through mm-hmm. us.
Yes, Lord.
Remember, it said let
mm-hmm.
your light shine.
Let it shine. That's right.
It didn't say get the light. You already got the light.
Amen. Glory be to God.
Lord. Say, turn it on. It's already on.
Amen.
You just got it covered up so it won't, can't shine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Take it off. Let
pull
it
that dirty garment off.
Uh-huh.
And put on a good garment. On the clean garment.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. Glory
hey, you already got it.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your neighbor, don't worry about batteries.
Don't worry about batteries.
You don't need it. Doesn't need any batteries.
That's right. Batteries. Glory be to God.
Power by the word of God.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
And the word of God is eternal.
Yes, sir.
In the heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It will never fail.
Never do.
Hello.
It's true. True.
Mm-hmm.
So keep this in mind. Don't be naked.
Amen.
Tell somebody don't be naked.
Don't be naked.
Tell them three times.
Yes.
Don't be naked.
Don't be naked.
Let us not be caught naked.
Uh-huh.
But let us be found clothed in the word of God.
Yes.
And if we are clothed in the word of God, we're here for eternity.
Yes, sir.
Those that are in Christ Jesus shall never die.
Thank you.
The word said, though they be dead, yet shall they live. Amen.
Thank you.
But you got to be clothed.
Yes, yes.
In the word of God.
For the Lord.
Don't be found naked.
Mm-hmm.
In situations that's negative in your life, that's not good to you, but it's good mm-hmm. for you.
That's right.
Don't be found naked.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But found with joy in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
Be found with hope
mm-hmm.
in every situation. Be found with peace in every situation.
My Lord.
Be found with mm-hmm. strength and power of the Holy Ghost and the God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in every situation.
Yes, sir.
Let the three of mm-hmm. them abide and rule in your life. Don't.
Yes, yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
Ever again.
Mm.
Never.
Yes, sir. To God be the glory.
Right.
Amen.
Be clothed in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Thank you, right. God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
That soap, man.
Mm.
Yes, amen. Praise the Lord.
Mm.
Glory to his name. A blessed name.
Working on it today.
God bless his holy name.
Okay. It's there for you. But it takes some people longer than others to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it will stay with you as long as you stay with it.
Sure will.
And
bless the Lord.
Yeah, our problem is we don't stay with it. We don't stay with anything too long.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right, we stay with it for a while, and then we get bored and we change it.
Change it over.
You can't get bored with this because it's not changing.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
It's been here since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning. And it'll be here after everything.
After you come.
Man, that's right.
Okay. The word of God is eternal.
Yes, sir. Okay. Glory to God.
All right. And it will never, for everything else going to pass away.
That's right. Yep. But
the word
is going to stay.
Staying
mm-hmm.
here. And eternity.
Yes, Lord.
So be clothed in the word.
Mm-hmm.
And you also be in eternity.
Yes. Amen.
Man.
Living eternally, because everybody's gonna be in eternity. Part of them gonna be in hell.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
they're gonna be in eternity yep. in hell, eternity in damnation, yep. eternity in pain, eternity in mm-hmm. everything that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Have mercy, God.
But you'll be in the word, and if you're in the word, you're gonna be eternity with peace, joy, hope. Deliverance, victory,
mm-hmm.
power, all those good things.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But nothing but good, good, good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What happened to you in the word. Okay. God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen for the word.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the word.
Okay.
Yeah, your turn. He does not.
Does not forget. Homecoming this month.
Oh, but, yeah.
Okay. Weekend. Letters were sent out to all of you, if the address hadn't changed, if the address is right at the church, telling you what we'd like for you to try to do. And if you can do better, do better. In addition to your tithes and regular offering,
mm-hmm.
we're asking that you give additional $50 an offering. If you can do better than that, do better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
time do they be out on Saturday? Because I was out yesterday. I got up there about 2:15 and everybody been gone.
What's that time, Bowen?
Yeah. It was from 11, I think it's from 11 to 12:30 on Saturdays.
Okay.
So yeah, someone should be out there from 11 to 12:30 on Friday. I'm on Saturdays, and I think from Fridays, if that is what to say, I know it ends at 4:00 on Friday.
Mm-hmm. I think I got it backwards because I thought I went to the church one Saturday around before 4:00, but I had it mixed up. But I do have my ties, so if I can meet with somebody, give it to them.
And also, while we're on this note, there's for homecoming, God places my spirit. We're going to have something special for homecoming. So if you're able to be with us on Zoom, we pray that you will be blessed by the what we're going to do for homecoming.
Amen.
Okay.
And that's the third Sunday of this month.
Mm-hmm. And I went out. We appreciate everybody that's going out getting those vaccines.
Amen.
Amen.
God for you. Call you your help of making the world safe and mm-hmm. let's get back to some sort of normalcy.
Yes.
By you doing that, the numbers are going down mm-hmm. in spite of the action of some people.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank Diane Turner, my aunt, which is Elder Swenson's sister, for joining us today for Holy Communion service and the service.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you, Monica. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for inviting me. Amen. Enjoy the service.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Anytime. Anyone out?
Only if for all of us that when we have our service, I know sometimes we may forget, but however, if it's all possible, if we could mute our phones due to streaming a lot of noise and we're not able to hear the pastor when he is preaching. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yeah, there. I did put that on our webpage because, you know, there's a lot there. If you're on the phone, if you're not on mute, the Zoom picks up all the noise, all noise from your phone. Even if you just tapping, Zoom will pick it up on your phone. It doesn't pick it up. Zoom suppresses a lot of stuff that are done through the computers, but on the phone, it picks up every little thing that is done. And I think people on the phone, I don't think you could hear all that feedback that you're getting. But the people that have the computers, we hear it. And so if you could, you know, please put if you're on the phone, just mute your phone. And then if you have something to say, just unmute it. Because just like that right now, like I say, everything that's happening in the background, it is, and so like I say, it just mute your phone if you can, because and now the other thing which I don't want to do, which you know, is to have the pastor meet everybody, and then nobody would be able to respond. And we want your feedback, but we want to do things decent and in order. And we know this is a new technology, a new thing, but like I say, you know, we want to try to minimize all the distraction.
Amen.
As much
Amen.
As possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Rika, thank you so much.
How your phone gets so scratched up?
And I'm dropping it on the put it on dressing. Yes.
We heard y'all.
Get one on.
Somebody called my name. Yeah, y'all making noise.
The thing about it, that, and this is the other thing. Now, the Zoom lets us know where the noise is coming from.
Uh-huh.
It's not hidden. It lets us know because it lights up your box.
Yeah.
And so if you see your box lit up,
mm-hmm.
well, the people that are on the phone, they can't see their thing, but we can see anybody that's speaking, their box lights up.
Yeah.
Any noise, anything, it lights up. Like right now, my box is lit up.
Yeah.
And if you say anything, it's going to light your box up.
Mm-hmm.
So just please, you know, if you can, put yourself on mute.
Mm-hmm.
And that would help everybody. And thank you.
It's the same person. It's the same person every time. The same number.
Mm-hmm.
Making that noise. I don't think they know how to mute their phone.
And that's the why, like I say, I had talked with Pastor Burnett. Like I say, we don't want to have to mute, because there is a way that you can mute where no one, you know, where it mutes everybody. Yes. We don't want that. But if that is, you know, while we're still in this pandemic, you know, we don't want to have to mute everybody and just let the pastor preach. And because he needs to hear all the amens and hallelujahs as much as possible.
Man.
I think you can mute one person at a time. I think he can mute that person. I don't think he don't have to mute everybody. I think he can just mute that person.
But that is true. That is true.
Mute that person.
I don't know. As like I say, I don't know if Pastor, and like I say, why he's preaching. You don't want to rock his flow, and he ain't got time to mute anybody.
That's true.
Well, maybe he needs somebody to control that.
Well, that was another thing that we were looking at, because they give him a co-host where the co-host will have that privilege of being able to mute people.
Okay, so we vote on you to mute people. You the co-host.
I was thinking the same thing, Deacon Wayne.
We vote on you to be the co-host to mute people. So he can let people say, because I know when he's speaking and his family members want to get in, he's too busy doing the service.
Well, that's another thing. Pastor's going to have to put on some old, take the old grave clothes off. that's a whole nother learning curve for us. Amen.
All right. It'll happen, because that same person I put in the chat, but I guess they were laughing after they read it. You hear them laughing? After I put it in the chat, so that was disrespectful. So
they can't see if they're on the phone, they can't see the chat.
They can read it on the I think they can.
They
can do Zoom on the phone, you know. They can
if they're on the phone, they can't see anything. Only thing they can do is hear.
But if they got Zoom on their phone, they can do Zoom on their phone and just see their telephone number.
But see, most of them are not have that visual capability with their phone.
They have the landline phones.
Right. And so, and like I say, it's a work in progress. We can hash it out from here.
Well, you know who it is. You just discipline that person. Don't punish everybody. Go to the source.
God bless you. Let us pray.
Pray me.
Eternal God, we are grateful for this hour and this day.
Yes, Lord.
We have been in and we are still striving to go through. Yes. Pray that God bless us as we journey from this man of privilege. Keep us here, protecting all of ours. Keep us safe. Keep us healthy. Keep us in your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Those that are sick in the body, we pray that the healing to come and deliver the body. In the name of Jesus, we pray. From all sickness and diseases. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke them and we bound them by your word. In the name of Jesus, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.